ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ನೀತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋ ಶ್ರೀಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಕೀ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ.
ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 1 chapter 13. Chapter is entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home. We are discussing verse number 11.
Apina surudastata bandava krishna devatah drishta shrutava yadavah swapurya sukhamasate apina surudastata bandava krishna devatah drishta shrutava yadavah swapurya sukhamasate apina surudastata bandava krishna devatah drishta shrutava yadavah swapurya sukhamasate.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My uncle, you must have visited Dwarka. In that holy place are our friends and well-wishers, the descendants of the Yadu, who are always wrapped in the service of Lord Sri Krishna. You might have seen them or heard about them. Are they all living happily in their abodes? Purport. The particular word Krishna Devata, that is, those who are always wrapped in the service of Lord Krishna, is significant. The Yadavas and the Pandavas, who were always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna and his different transcendental activities, were all pure devotees of the Lord, like Vidura. Vidura left home in order to devote himself completely in the service of the Lord. But the Pandavas and the Yadavas were always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna. Thus, there is no difference in their pure devotional qualities. Either remaining at home or leaving home, the real qualification of a pure devotee is to become wrapped in the thought of Krishna favorably. That is, knowing well that Lord Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead. Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupal and other demons like them were also always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna. But they were absorbed in a different way, namely unfavorably, or thinking him to be a powerful man only. Therefore, Kamsa and Shishupal are not on the same level as pure devotees like Vidur, the Pandavas and the Yadavas. Maharaj Yudhishthir was always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna and his associates at Dwarka. Otherwise, he could not have asked all about them from Vidura. Maharaj Yudhishthir was therefore on the same level of devotion as Vidura, although engaged in the state affairs of the kingdom of the world. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Padagamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Prindavaneshwari
Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanja Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Mishvaram Paramananda Madhavam.
Translation: My uncle, you must have visited Dwarka. In that holy place are our friends and well-wishers, the descendants of Yadu, who are always wrapped in the service of Lord Sri Krishna. You might have seen them or heard about them. Are they all happily living in their abodes?
Seek the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something on this very, very important prime topic that's being discussed here in this verse today. Apina Surudastata Bandhava Krishna Devata Drishta Shutava Yadavah Swapuryam Sukham Asate. One time His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was asked this question: can you define Krishna consciousness in one word? And he replied saying absorption. So to be absorbed in the service of Krishna, to be absorbed in the chanting of the names of Krishna, irrespective of external changing situation and so many distracting factors around, that is the hallmark or the benchmark of a true devotee. Vikre tu kama khila gopa kanya murari padar pita chitta vritti dadhyadikam moha vashada vocha govinda damo dharamadaveti. The gopis in Vrindavan, their service was to go in the market and sell butter, yogurt, milk and many other products. But instead of calling out, please take this butter, please take this milk, they would call out for Govinda Damodar Madhav, the names of Krishna, because they were so much absorbed in Krishna, all they could see, all they could hear, all they could chant was the names of Krishna. Grihe grihe gopa vadu kadamba sarve militva samabapa yoga punyani namani patanti nityam govinda damo dharamadaveti. In every house in Braj, all these cowherd ladies would gather together for only one reason, for only one purpose, and that too, to chant the names of Lord Sri Krishna, because they could not think of anything else apart from Lord Krishna and His wonderful pastimes. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this beautiful pastime comes where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when He was traveling in southern part of India, He came across a Brahmana in Sriranga Kshetra. And this Brahmana was an illiterate one who did not know how to read, write, but still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in his hand Bhagavad Gita, and this person was relishing Bhagavad Gita by chanting the verses of Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was amazed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was specially amazed to see that although there were people around him who were ridiculing him, who were making fun of him, because this person did not even know how to hold Bhagavad Gita, or probably he was holding Bhagavad Gita upside down. He did not know how to chant the verses. He did not know Sanskrit, but still he was making an attempt to recite Bhagavad Gita. केह हासे केह निंदे ताहा नहीं माने आविष्ट होइया गीता पढ़ी आनंदित मने. एंड दिस पर्सन वॉज सो मच एब्सॉर्ब्ड आविष्ट होइया गीता पढ़ी. ही वॉज एब्सॉर्ब्ड इन रिसाइटिंग भगवद गीता. ही डिड नॉट केयर फॉर दोज पीपल दोज एक्सटर्नल सराउंडिंग्स विच वर ट्राइंग टू डिस्ट्रैक्ट हिम. So there were many distracting factors, but those distracting factors could not distract him because he was absorbed. He was absorbed in reading Bhagavad Gita and was experiencing great delight. So absorption turns the obvious into oblivious. That's the power of absorption. When someone is absorbed in doing something, and especially when someone is absorbed in practicing spirituality, the obvious, the external surroundings actually becomes oblivious to that personality. And what was the result? That absorption in chanting, in reciting the Bhagavatam, in reciting Bhagavad Gita, that resulted in ecstatic symptoms. Now, if this Brahmana was influenced by those external distracting factors, where people around him were mocking, were making fun of him, or probably ridiculing him, if those external factors really affected him, then naturally he would have not experienced those inner symptoms. It's but obvious. So the very fact that he experienced those ecstatic symptoms proves beyond doubt that he was truly absorbed in chanting Bhagavad Gita verses in spite of the external changing situations. Pulakashru kampa sveda yavata patan dekhi anandita hoila mahaprabhurman. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed those ecstatic symptoms manifesting in the body of this Brahmana, Mahaprabhu's mind became very much happy. Mahaprabhu became very happy. So when Lord sees, when Lord sees that we have so many reasons to get distracted, but in spite of those distracting factors, we still try our level best to absorb ourselves in His service, absorb ourselves in the chanting of His holy names, then Lord becomes very pleased. Dekhi anandita hoila mahaprabhur man. So Lord was truly pleased seeing that this person had many reasons to get distracted, but he really tried his best to focus himself. One time Arjuna was singing very well. He could sing very well. And Bhimsen, he also thought that let me also learn singing. So Bhimsen, he thought that everyone, they are calling Arjuna to come and sing, but people call me only when someone needs to be punched. So he said, let me also learn singing so that people will call one day for me also to come and sing. So he employed one teacher who could teach him singing. Now teacher had no choice because it was Bhimsen whom he had to teach. So he could not argue. So when Bhimsen told him that you have to teach me singing, but knowing very well that he could not really give any feedback to Bhimsen, so he just kept teaching Bhima. And Bhima started singing at the top of his voice. But then all the residents of Hastinapur, they started coming and telling to Yudhishthir Maharaj that there is a lot of noise pollution happening, here in the kingdom. Better do something about it. Yudhishthir Maharaj said, what can I say? I cannot tell anything to Bhima. Only person who can tell anything to Bhima is Draupadi. So Yudhishthir Maharaj told Draupadi to give feedback to Bhima. So Draupadi approached Bhima and told, that the best way if you want to learn music is you have to go in seclusion. So better you go in the middle of the forest and sing as much as you want. So now his wife told him, so naturally he had to do it. So he went all alone in the middle of the forest and started yelling, started singing, trying his best to sing the best ragas. All of a sudden, in the middle of the forest when no one was there, one man came right in front of him. So Bhima, he looked at this man and he was intrigued. He started asking. He asked this person, "Who are you?" So this man said, "Only if you don't beat me, I will tell you who am I." So Bhima said, "Please tell me, who are you?" So he said, "Actually, I am a washerman. And just few minutes ago, I lost my donkey. But I heard loud noise coming from this direction. So I thought my donkey is calling for me. And because my donkey is calling for me, so I came in this direction, but I happened to see you." As soon as Bhima heard this, Bhima realized that it's beyond his levels and he gave up. And he returned back to the kingdom and Yudhishthir Maharaj approached Bhima. And Yudhishthir Maharaj said, "I have one service for you." Bhima said, "What?" He said, "I want you to call Krishna before evening. Lord Krishna is in Dwarka, but I want you to call Krishna before evening because you have the power to call Krishna. You can jump and you can go to Dwarka and get Krishna back to Hastinapur." So Bhima said, "Okay, I can do that." But then Bhima said, "I am hungry. Let me eat something." So he started eating, and after eating, he felt tired. So he took rest and he felt asleep. As a result, what happened? The time passed. It was practically evening and Bhima was still in Hastinapur and he had to do the service. Yudhishthir Maharaj told Bhima, no, he came and he woke up Bhima and he said, "What are you doing? You are still in Dwarka. You are still in Hastinapur. You are supposed to be in Dwarka and calling Krishna. You don't do any service properly. You do only those services which are actually not meant for you, like singing. And what I told you, you actually failed." So then Bhima closed the door and he actually started crying. He started crying, he started thinking, "I can't do anything. No, that is being told to me, I am good for nothing." And he started praying to Lord Krishna. My dear Lord, only if you want, you can right now appear in Dwarka." So he started crying tears and he got so absorbed in remembering Krishna that he heard a knock. So he opened the door and it was Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Yudhishthir Maharaj told Bhima, "Bhima, why are you so humble? Krishna is right there here. You did your part so very well. And it appeared to me that you failed. But actually you called Krishna." So Bhima was himself surprised at how did Krishna come. So Bhimsen asked Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord, how is it that you appeared here?" So Lord Krishna said, "You called for me." Lord Krishna told Bhima, "When you were in the middle of the forest and loudly, you know, singing different ragas, that did not please me as much as the tears of your love while you were calling out for me, being fully absorbed in remembering me." So Krishna is telling Bhimsen that the tears of your love actually turned into river. So I swam in the rivers of your tears and came all the way from Dwarka to Hastinapur. So this, you know, beautiful pastime reveals that Krishna becomes truly happy when we try to absorb ourselves in his name, in his katha. Maya vesha manoye mam nitya yukta upasate. This is what Krishna tells in the beginning of the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Somehow or other, yena kena prakarena manah Krishna niveshaye. This is the principle. Somehow or other, Rupa Goswami Pad says, no, by any means, we should make it a point to remember and absorb ourselves or our mind in Krishna. For pure devotees of the Lord, like Vidura, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, as it is explained in this verse, they were in rapt attention serving Krishna. Whether it was Vidura, whether it was Yudhishthira Maharaj, whether they were Yadus or Pandavas. So for pure devotees of the Lord, it is but natural to be absorbed in Krishna. Brajavasi lokera Krishna sahaja priti, Gopalera sahaja priti, Brajavasi prati. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Brajavasi loke Krishna sahaja priti. That is a natural love that Brajavasis, the devotees of the Lord, have for Krishna. And Prabhupada writes in the translation itself that the ideal place to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness is Brajbhumi, where people are naturally inclined to love Krishna and Krishna is also naturally inclined to love them. So for pure devotees like Yadus, the Pandavas, it's natural remembering Krishna, and remembering Krishna is just like an unhindered or uninterrupted flow of honey. So, when there is love, we don't have to teach anybody how to be absorbed. So, love automatically leads to absorption in the object of love. And that love leads to attentiveness, and that love leads to absorption. And we all know this story where gopis had to forcefully move out Krishna from their mind, from their chetana, because they were so much in love with Krishna. They were so much absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. So they had to forcefully move out Krishna because their mind was absorbed in Krishna. On the contrary, the conditioned living entity for whom it is not so natural, we have to make an effort. We have to forcefully get in Krishna. The gopis had to forcefully move out Krishna, whereas we have to forcefully move in Krishna within our minds, because our minds are so much scattered and distracted. Pragada premera e swabhava achar, nija dukha vigna adi nakare vichar. The great personalities, in spite of so many difficulties, vigna, dukha that comes in their lives, their love automatically leads to absorption in the service of the Lord, where they don't mind taking challenges in the service of the Lord. So for conditioned soul like us, it could be forced. For pure devotees, it is natural. For conditioned soul like us, it could be forced, or we have to discipline ourselves. For a seeker, naturally, it's a tall order. Absorption, actually, for us right now is just an aspiration. And it's not a reality. In a game of cricket, there is a terminology called sledging. And in this sport of cricket, sledging is a common practice of deliberately insulting or verbally intimidating the opponent, where the opponent is being tried to be distracted and diverted from the main goal of playing cricket. And the whole purpose is try to weaken the opponent's concentration, thereby causing them to underperform or make major mistakes while playing cricket. So I was just thinking that, our life is also like playing a game of cricket, where there are these sledgers, or there are these factors, the internal factors and the external factors, which also try to distract and divert our attention from the main goal. And as a result, we just cannot stay absorbed. So our mind is trying to play this game where it keeps sledging. It keeps trying its best to discourage us, to dishearten us. Not only that, it always delays the process of surrender, and above that, it demands, our mind demands heavy ransom in the form of sensual pleasures. So naturally, our mind is trying to discourage us to practice Krishna consciousness. You are good for nothing, you are useless, probably you cannot make it, and so on and so forth. Or probably mind is trying to dishearten us. Ultimately, who all has seen Krishna, and it's all a hoax. Who knows whether you will really cross the finishing line, and so on and so forth. So there are these internal factors. The mind acts constantly against us, and there are external factors as well. As they say, the mass of the distraction. There are external factors. There are people who are trying to demotivate us. There are people who are trying to discourage us. Probably, and they try to deplete our energy by using abusive words, giving very heavy critical feedback in a wrong way. Giving feedback is not wrong, but giving feedback in a wrong manner is probably, that's what hurt. And people give heavy chastisement, backbiting. So this is happening constantly, day in, day out with us, where externally and internally, mind is trying to play game against us and trying to divert us, distract us from the main goal, the main focus. And if we look into the world around, this sledging is practically happening day in, day out in the world of politics, where one party is trying to probably pull the other party down by such severe, sharp, probably accusations or wrong words. One time the Prime Minister of India actually made this comment. He said that more people who are on the opposing party, they try to give me abusive word and they try to discourage me, more my strength grows to do good for the country. So this is something to learn for a sadhaka as well, that more our mind probably tries to go against and try to distract us, more we should become more and more determined to serve Krishna and yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayet. So naturally there are these internal factors and the external factors. You are trying to do your work and all of a sudden something pops up, and then the mind gets distracted, and you are studying, and all of a sudden the Instagram this notification comes, I am Hrithik _ 2022 liked your reel, or probably Kunal _ 48 Valentino loved your post, liked your post. And naturally then we turn that side and we want to look into what that person commented, and practically so much of our time is just lost. What to speak when a major calamity strikes our life, when a major crisis strikes our life? That's the biggest blow, when our mind will get fully lost. So that's like a tidal wave which actually completely blows off our distracted mind more than ever before. So we have heard this many times, that our mind is like a monkey. Monkey is anyways restless, and you try to feed monkey a liquor. Now that monkey was anyways restless and you try to feed monkey a liquor, naturally that monkey is going to become far more restless and far more distracted. And what about that if that monkey is bitten by a scorpion? So if a monkey who is anyways restless is fed liquor, and above that he's bitten by a scorpion, what will be the level at which that monkey will get completely lost and distracted? Our mind is just like that, where our mind is anyways chanchal, our mind is anyways restless, and we try to feed our mind liquor in the form of sense gratificatory object, which intoxicates our mind more than ever before. And what about that? Our mind is bitten by a scorpion, like severe critical calamities which hit us at the unexpected moment. So our mind will go to another level of distraction. So yes, if there are people out in the world who to demotivate us, there are people in the world outside who constantly are doing sledging against us, and there is our mind within who is trying to constantly demotivate and discourage us, we still have a hope. We still have a hope in the form of Lord Krishna, who in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, is giving us unlimited hope. You know, Lord Krishna is very merciful because 5,000 years back, he knew the distracted and the disturbed state of our mind. He knew that the people of the age of Kali Yuga are actually, going to find it very difficult to absorb. So he did not tell Arjuna, if you can't absorb, if you are lost, if you are spaced out, you cannot attain me. He did not tell Arjuna, you are a gone case, or probably there is no chance of redemption. Because Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna, yato yato nishchaladi manas chanchalam asthiram tato tato niyamyate atman neva vasham nayet. This verse is a very hope-giving verse, where Krishna is telling to Arjuna, if you can't focus, and the mind is but obvious going to get distracted, not to worry, just relax, try to get it back as and when you can, as much as you can. So if the world outside is trying to demotivate us, trying to distract us, Lord Krishna is very considerate, he is very understanding. Of course, that does not mean that just because he is considerate, so we allow our mind to get distracted anytime, anywhere, any place. Lord Krishna is far more considerate when he says in the 9th chapter, Api chetsu duracharo bhajate mam ananyabhag sadhurevasa mantavya samyak vyavastito hi saha. Api chetsu duracharo, even if my devotee commits a biggest blunder, still in my eyes, he is Mahatma. So that is Krishna who is giving us so much hope that even if because of our distracted mind, we end up committing some mistakes, accidental mistakes. Those accidental mistakes are not the reason for not attaining Krishna. Of course, that also doesn't give us the license to commit wrong. But this is the kindness that Lord Krishna is offering to all the conditioned souls of this age, where in spite of our shortcomings, Lord Krishna is willing to accommodate us. Prabhupada was very considerate. Prabhupada was very, very understanding. One disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who was actually serving, was assisting Giriraj Maharaj and Tamal Krishna Maharaj in trying to go out every day and collect funds and make life members. This person was driving Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj every day. And they would go out in the market and they would make life members and they would collect funds. Eventually, later on, what happened? This person, he himself went and in the name of Srila Prabhupada and in the name of Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj, he started collecting funds. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj went and told Prabhupada, this is not fair. Prabhupada still gave him a chance. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was not happy at that point of time. And later on, Tamal Krishna Maharaj went and told Prabhupada that Swamiji, the person whom you considered, whom you gave so much, whom you are so merciful towards, that same person has joined another guru. And he is learning this art of putting coin in one ear and removing out from another. And still when Prabhupada heard this, Prabhupada said, give him time. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj writes in his realization, in TKG diary, that Prabhupada was in the mood of Nityanand Prabhu, where there are very, 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 very rare occasions when Prabhupada actually gave up any one of his disciples, except on few occasions. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is writing that, who can be more merciful than Srila Prabhupada? That Prabhupada actually considered their shortcomings and gave them chance to grow. One disciple of Srila Prabhupada who was initiated got into intoxication. And then Prabhupada told his secretary to go and tell this disciple that if he won't give up this intoxication, then he would give him up. So this disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, will you really give him up? Prabhupada said, no, I can never give him up. I'm just telling this so that he is encouraged to give up intoxication. So this is the merciful nature of Lord Krishna and his pure devotees. They are fully absorbed, but they don't enforce. They know people at which level they are, and they give people a chance, a hope to rise, rather than enforcing upon. So in different yugas, in different ages, there were different processes of perfecting our lives. And imagine in Kali Yuga, if it was meditation for 80 years out of the 100 years that you live in this world, which was actually the process in Satyuga. If meditation was the process, practically no one would have come forward with this proposal. But the best process that's recommended for this age to perfect one's life is chanting of the holy names. But even chanting of the holy names, even trying to absorb ourselves in the chanting of the holy names, appears to be so demanding and so difficult. Bhakti Siddhanta Sajjana Thakur said that if you don't chant 64 rounds, practically you are fallen. Now, even the simplest and the easiest method appears to be so difficult. Prabhupada was really considerate that he turned 64 into 16. But even 16 appears to be like 116 many a times. But one thing that we have noted is with the influence of social media, people are becoming more and more meditative, not on Krishna, not on the holy name, but on their gadgets. They are really meditative on their gadgets. Once the gadget comes and in their hand, they really actually go in samadhi, where they are just oblivious. The obvious becomes oblivious. They don't know what's happening in and around. This is what is happening. They think that they are absorbed, but actually they are missing out on the cutting edge, where they can't focus on either of the activity. People are eating and watching, but they can't really relish what they are eating. They can't really focus on what they are watching. So this multitasking, in one sense, is actually an illusion. Of course, there are many people, there are people who can really do that multitasking parallelly. But most of the people, in the name of multitasking, they can't focus on even one activity proper. There was this husband who came from his office and he was really hungry. And he told his wife, I'm hungry, please keep a plate on the table. So wife kept the food on the table and husband started eating. And as soon as husband started eating, he shouted at his wife. He said, ye kya khana banaya hai? Tumhe kitni baar kaha hai ki khana banate samay television dekha mat karo. So this know, this wife, she got really upset. She said, what did I do? She asked, kya ho gaya? So this husband told his wife, no, there is no salt in the dal. No, you have forgotten to put salt in the dal. So wife looked at the husband and then wife told husband, अरे आपको कितनी बार कहा है कि खाना खाते समय मोबाइल पे बात मत किया कीजिए क्योंकि आप दाल में नहीं पानी में रोटी डुबा डुबा के खा रहे हैं. सो दिस इज द कंडीशन वेयर पीपल व्हेन दे थिंक दे आर डूइंग सो मेनी एक्टिविटीज टुगेदर दे कांट डू वन एक्टिविटी प्रॉपरली बिकॉज देयर माइंड इज स्कैटर्ड एट मेनी मेनी प्लेसेस. यू नो इट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट एवरी सेकेंड. This is the recent statistics. Every second in the year 2022, every second, 11 people, they start using social media. That means now a few seconds have passed, 3 seconds have passed, 33 people have started using social media for the first time. And it is explained that in this year, 2022, 3.96 billion people, they are using social media. That is practically half the population. That is half the world's population. And this number is expected to reach 4.4 billion in the year 2025. And it is explained that every day, on an average, 147 minutes are spent on social media. That is 2 hours and 27 minutes are spent on social media by most of the people around. Not only that, now according to World Health Organization, in 2020, the average global lifespan was 73.4 years. And within those 73.4 years, a person on an average uses 3.4 million minutes on social media. That is equivalent of 6 years and 8 months. So of the total lifespan that a person has, 6 years and 8 months are gone in just using social media, spending time, which is more than the time spent on eating and drinking. So the overall time spent on eating and drinking is just 3 years and 7 months of the entire lifespan. But here the person is practically doubling, where he's using 6 years and 8 months on social media. So when Prahlad Maharaj in the seventh canto is speaking about breakups, of what person does, in different ages, at different spans of one's life, this was not included, where a person will actually use 8 years and 6 months, on social media. That's a new addition. No, it is said that there was this survey done on the youths of United Kingdom. And this survey says that the youths are so addicted to the smartphones that they check their smartphones every 12 minutes. And 71% of these youths, they actually confessed that they never switch off their smartphones unless and until it gets discharged. So Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Satatam Kirtayanto. Now we can translate that as Satatam Online. Where people, you see, practically 24/7 they are online. And it is explained that when people didn't get food, they got agitated. Nowadays, people, if they don't get food, they don't mind. But if they don't get Wi-Fi, they get heavily agitated. Their agitation levels grow and increase. You know, when we were young, we were taught this Hanuman Chalisa. where we were taught bhuta pisach nikat nahi aave, mahavira jab naam sunave. Now the trends have changed. Now it says that bhuk pyaas nikat nahi aave, smartphone jab haath mein aave. This is what has happened in today's day and age. You know, people say that janma aur mrityu to keval bhagwan ke haath mein hai. To aapke haath mein kya hai? People say insaan ke haath mein to keval jola aur mizu smartphones hai. Now we may not know what jola and mizu smartphones are. They're actually Chinese invented smartphones which are very famous in the world outside. So they think that yes, we do have something in our hand. We do have something. We do have control over something. We don't have control over janma and mrityu. We don't mind, but we have control practically over the entire world in the form of having smartphones. You know, human attention span was initially 17 seconds. So we can focus on one thing at the max for 17 seconds. That got reduced to 12 seconds. And now it has further reduced down to 8 seconds. What I'm trying to say is, even the most restless species, that is fish. Fish is considered as most restless. This fish cannot stay at one place. Keeps moving. So even a fish has an attention span of 9 seconds. And we have reduced our attention span to 8 seconds. So we have even beaten the record that a fish has. Congratulations and thanks to social media. Where unfortunately our mind is getting perennially distracted. And we are losing our ability to focus. So when people get absorbed in smartphones, or people get absorbed in any gadgets, or people get absorbed in any sense object, we can actually conclude that we all have the absorbing capacity. We all have the ability to absorb. But the question is where our minds are getting absorbed in. Whether our minds are getting absorbed in matter or in what really matters. So, drown we all have to. But the question is, where do we get drowned? Do we get drowned in the cycle of birth and death? Or do we get drowned in the bliss of Krishna consciousness? Die we all have to. But the question is, whether we live to die or die to live. Eat we all have to. But the question is, do we eat to live or do we live to eat? And the point is, it all depends on the choice that we have to make or we make in our lives. So what makes us or what breaks us in life are the right and the wrong choices respectively that we make every moment of our life. And it's so very easy to make wrong choices when we actually don't know what's right. It's so very easy to fall from the top and so difficult to walk all the way up. And it's easy to do wrong than to do right, than to follow right. It's easy to get drifted away than to stay focused. It's easy to destroy or create than to maintain. And it's easy to get absorbed in Maya than in Krishna. But just because some things are easy doesn't mean that it's right. And just because some things are difficult to do doesn't mean that we don't endeavor for it. Although workout is difficult, although climbing up the mountain is difficult, still people go out for trekking. Just because they know that that will really help them. Build their muscles. So naturally, just because it's difficult to focus, absorb ourselves in the holy name, doesn't mean that we give it up completely. There are these youths nowadays who doesn't want to take up to the chanting because for the very reason they say ki man nahi lagta. But just because it's difficult doesn't mean that we give it up and don't give it a try. As they say that just as we don't accept things blindly, I repeat, just as we don't accept things blindly, we shouldn't even reject anything blindly. So there are people in this world, they do not believe in spirituality just because it doesn't make sense to them. So they don't accept it. But then they reject it also blindly. So what is more important is not giving up, but giving our best in trying to absorb ourselves. And more we face that external resistance, more it helps us build our inner resilience. So focusing and absorbing ourselves in the service of Krishna may be difficult at this point of time, but we still do it because that will help us expand our ability and expand our ability to absorb and focus more. And that's what Lord Krishna says, Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha gruhyate. Constant repetitive efforts will one day help us come closer to our goal. So absorption is directly proportional to what we get attracted to. And attraction is directly proportional to what appeals to us, what we really like. And that liking or what appeals us is directly proportional to attentive and contemplative thinking and hearing, either on the sense object, either on Krishna. So if we are contemplating on the sense objects, naturally that will lead to attraction towards the sense objects. But more we are hearing, more we are trying our best for attentive and contemplating hearing about Krishna, naturally that will increase, that will lead to the liking, and that will ultimately lead to attraction, which will ultimately lead to absorption. So when we know the side effects of distraction, because ultimately distractions, it affects our overall productivity, our peace of mind, our pleasures. Not only that, it overall affects our perfect balance in our overall lifestyle. It also affects, the science have proved, it also affects the relationships. There are five people in the room, they are fully absorbed in their gadgets, but they are completely disconnected from each other. So, distraction, it stops us from going deeper into something that's worthwhile. So the result is we lost, or probably we don't reach our true potentials, and we experience that dissatisfaction within, we experience that lacuna within, and mind goes in a perennial state of distraction. So these are the four steps formula that I heard one time, one devotee was sharing. So these are the four steps formula which helps transform our distraction into a dedicated action. So the first formula is simplify your life by eliminating the elements of distraction. So we could be chanting with our one hand, and we could be scrolling our mobiles with the other hand. So the opposite person cannot say, whom are we getting connected to? Whom are we connecting ourselves to, the holy name or to the probably mobile online? So yes, eliminating those factors which truly distract us. The second is create a system for short-term feedback, where someone is there around to give us a very, very constructive feedback. The third is surround yourself with environment which facilitates new behaviors. So when we practice, when we constantly give it a try to surround ourselves by those people, by those situations which will be very conducive to generate our new behaviors, that also helps. And the fourth is, if we try to focus on our strengths that we have been gifted with, no, there are certain sets of skills and abilities that we all have been gifted with, but many a times we don't even know what those sets of skills that we have the potential to work on. Why? Because we are so much carried away and we are so much lost in the midst of all that's happening, in the midst of so much distraction, that we may have to pause, we may have to step back, we may have to introspect, and we may have to truly go deep and think, what are my strengths in which I can truly invest and solidify my potentials. So when we focus on that, that also helps us absorb in something, you know, deeper. So just to conclude, this verse is beautifully speaking about those great personalities who naturally could absorb themselves in Krishna. It's not that their life was free from distraction. It's not that they did not, you know, experience those tidal waves in the form of critical crisis in their lives. And here we see, you know, they also underwent severe extreme crisis in their lives, but still they were able to absorb in the service of the Lord. So it is said that life determines the problem, but it's our consciousness which determines the magnitude and the altitude of that problem. So circumstances were beyond. We don't have the time to discuss what all Vidura underwent in his life. Circumstances were way beyond his control, but consciousness was very much within his control. So no matter the external situations kept changing, Vidura's inner consciousness did not change. And because his mind was absorbed in Krishna and not in the problem, when we face difficulties, our mind gets absorbed in the problem rather than focusing and absorbing in Krishna. Here we see his mind was absorbed in Krishna and not on the problem. Therefore, the problems did not overwhelm him, but he could actually cross over the oceanic problems by using the boat of remembrance of Krishna. Iti nandadayo gopa Krishna Rama muda. Krishna Rama Katha Muda Kurvanto Ramamanascha Na Vindanti Bhava Vedata Na Vindati Bhava Vedana. So when we undergo difficulties in life and we tolerate it by absorbing in Krishna, then life smiles at us. When we feel happy in life, life laughs at us. And when we try to make other people's life happy and blissful, then life salutes at us. Krishna is far more happy. And Krishna actually smiles at us that in spite of we having so many challenges and distracting factors, we are still trying to go ahead and trying to serve and contribute something substantial in society. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.